Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
Live from Bates Nursery and Garden Center, just north of Briley Parkway on Whites Creek Pike, and worth the drive from anywhere.
It's the At Home Show, answering your questions about your home, your garden, and your projects.
Now for two gentlemen best known for pioneering the concept of social distancing.
Josh Carey and David Bates.
Alrighty, everybody knows what that music means. It's now time to climb a tree, don your loincloth, and survey the backyard, because you got to find a project. You got to lay it in the unmarked grave of history. Welcome in, everybody. The At Home Show. It's your Saturday morning tradition. And we're coming to you live from the green room here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And David Bates, we have in the green room two, count them, one, two award-winning producers.
Absolutely.
This morning.
We're stacking the deck today.
The pink-shirted one, the Prince of Portland himself, Chris Ladd. Good morning, young man.
Good morning, guys.
Thank you for coming in this morning.
Now, glad to do it.
And we, were it not for Chris, you and I would not be award-winning hosts.
That's true.
Because Chris is the one who submitted the award-winning submission that was the stripper pole.
Legendary call on the
and perhaps
program.
We'll bring that one out and give it a give it a roll through here at some point.
And a new feature inside the green room is the hot seat, David Bates, and Michael Stevenson is sitting there this morning.
Yes, and welcome. He's filling in capably for Nora, who's away today. So
she's on assignment, double secret assignment. She's out there.
We can't talk about it.
No, we can't. But we're here for you, folks. And if you want to call in and leave a message. Now, Michael, would you like to give those instructions as to how that
sure.
goes? Because we had four missed calls at the number after the homework mm-hmm. session. So what are the listeners and viewers supposed to do?
So if they direct their attention to the screen, which I have helpfully put on the video feed.
That helps.
It does. 615-499-6690. You'll call it. You'll hear the sultry tones of my voice telling you what to do. You leave a message.
Actually, you're just asking them nicely. You're not telling them what to do. You know, we don't tell anybody to do anything. We just make suggestions.
I suggested an imperative statement.
Yes.
That they leave a message. Or text us. You can text the number, too.
Yes, you can.
And it's pretty easy peasy lemon squeezy.
And so, you can send pictures. You can make comments to the text, and we'll
absolutely
we won't screen them so much.
615-499-6690. That's how you contact us and engage with the program. And if you've got any issue going on around the house, be it a window issue that's in Josh's wheelhouse, or maybe it's some other gardening problem you're having. Pick up the phone, give us a call, leave a message, and we'll play that out here on the air, and then we'll discuss. So, and we may even use it in a future segment that we feature. You just never know. Let's talk about the weather for just a moment. Today, it's going to be beautiful. Sunshine. Yes. Few clouds out and about, but all in all, a really nice day. Looks like we're going to have a high of 90 degrees. A few clouds are going to give way to generally sunny conditions throughout the rest of the day. Tonight, clear skies, low of 63 degrees. Winds will be out of the northeast at 5 to 10 tomorrow. More sunshine, a little cooler, high of 85. Could be a stray shower or thunderstorm as we go through the day, but not to worry because look at that forecast.
Yes.
Sunshine, a few clouds, almost no mention of rain. High temperatures in the 80s to lower 90s for the foreseeable future. Really nice, excellent gardening conditions. It's actually nice and perfect for whatever you want to do outdoors. Currently, it's 73 degrees here at Bates Nursery in the Music City.
You know, I would say that I'm upset that I'm going to miss that week of weather, but I'm going to be on the beach, so no.
You're not going to be missing anything.
No. I miss you guys.
Sure.
I will.
Sure.
Where are you going?
Savannah.
Savannah.
And then in 2 weeks, I'm going to Gulf Shores.
It's a really nice place, Savannah. Very
nice.
I've not
been in 20 years. I went 20 years ago.
I would tell you, it probably hasn't changed a whole lot. I mean, it's still that quaint, charming. Are you staying in the Old Town district down there?
We got an Airbnb on one of the parks. Mm-hmm. And ironically, I'm also not leaving.
It's a tent, isn't it?
Yes.
An Airbnb?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's like, what do they call it? It's called the yurts. No, not really.
Glamping?
Glamping, yes. No, I'm actually leaving much in the same way. When I went 20 years ago, I was doing a radio show in the morning on the weekend, and then I had to jet and go.
Back in the day, David, you remember those days?
I do.
I went to Savannah.
But only vaguely.
I went to Tybee Island, Georgia, and attempted to do the at-home program remotely from another radio station in Savannah.
Yeah, that didn't work out all
It
that
didn't
well.
Work out yeah. real well for us. So that's why we're still here, folks. So.
Is somebody's volume up on their live feed?
I have an idea who that could be, just by experience. Yeah. I'm not going to mention names. It's only happened a few times.
He just happens to sit between where you and I are
that's
today,
correct.
Chris. So, well, we're not going to mention names. 615-499-6690. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Talk about what you want to talk about.
It's a visual. So I can't make the signs that I would have made another day.
I did get some feedback this week. Someone mentioned to me that it was distracting that I was rubbing my finger. This is the one I broke. Yeah, I crushed it, actually. And I've got pins that are coming out Monday, hopefully.
Are they recovery shaming you?
I don't know, but someone said it was distracting. I go, I'm sorry. So I'll try to keep my hands down here below
the
table.
What other notes did Mrs. Bates
finger
hurts. To give us?
Pardon me?
What other notes did Mrs. Bates give
us? No, that was not from Renee. That was from actually an employee of mine.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I thought perhaps the subject matter was so pervasive that you wouldn't have noticed that I was massaging my little finger.
Well, David, the thing is that we all, those of us that have known you for all these years, know that it's difficult for you not to be expressive with your hands and your fingers.
I had to learn to be a little more cautious in my inflection.
Okay, because I mean, you might lose a word if you can't emphasize it here or there.
Often say here at the At Home Show, we always attempt to keep the emphasis on the right syllable.
Yes, we do. 615-499-6690. David, can we go to the big screen?
Yeah. We're up and ready to roll on that.
Because the sexy one in the room this week. Michael, you're a Marvel Studios kind of guy. Who's the bad guy that fought Daredevil?
It's Kingpin.
Kingpin.
That's what I thought immediately when I saw it.
Okay. All right.
Well, there you are.
You guys want to know how this picture took place. You know how you get married. Uh-huh. And you have these photographers. They have all these great ideas.
Yes.
This is one of them right here.
Well, I think it works. I think it still works.
It still works.
You know, I can see a little King Kong Bundy in there, too.
Well,
you
know, we actually have that photograph.
We can
it's
find
crazy
that
you
one
mentioned
as well.
That. I've had that comparison many times over the years, basically after I lost all my hair. But besides that, I mean, King Kong Bundy was a great wrestler.
He most certainly was. Now, we will find that image. I believe it's still available.
Yeah, it should be out there on the archives somewhere.
On the archives of the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates Facebook page. But by the way, folks, if you're watching this morning, go ahead and share it. Start a watch party.
Absolutely.
It's out on Twitter. I've noticed that we're up there and ready to roll on that. And then, of course, 24 hours a day, 366 days a year, you can go to the YouTube channel. And then last week's show and the other shows will be up there.
And if you happen to stumble over to the YouTube channel, make sure you subscribe, or you'll get a little notice every week that says, hey, we're on the air. And our typical time is from 8 until 9 a.m. Central Daylight Time.
Or standard,
depending on what time of year it is.
Nashville local time.
Yeah.
We have a voicemail.
We have a voicemail.
Yeah, we do. Let's see what we've got. The directions.
Very good.
All right, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Hi, guys. Good morning. It's a beautiful morning. I am Ann, and I am sitting outside, but I have bought a couple of Impatiens hanging baskets. They are drying out so fast, and soil feels like it's getting pretty hard. Do I need to take the plants out, more new soil in there, or what is it, besides just watering it constantly, do I need to do to make me survive while I'm gone for a few days?
Well,
thanks, guys. Appreciate everything you do.
Thank you for calling. It's a very understandable problem.
Because they get really impatient, those impatients.
They won't they will not wait on you. And if you look at the stems on impatients, you know, they're just very engorged with water kind of stem. We've got some chatter in the background.
Yeah, that's what me and Chris are laughing about.
Anyway. I'm off, ladies and gentlemen. So, I mean,
we know everybody hit their mute buttons.
Mute.
Yeah, there you go.
I was. And
you noticed he was the only one that hit the mute button.
Yeah. You know,
the most likely. Most likely.
Three of the four of us knew it wasn't them.
Jonathan Schaefer told me never to touch the equipment. Is that not a true statement? I am not to touch
your own equipment.
Stop. This is a family show. Now, come on now. 615-499-6690.
Back to the question at hand. Impatiens are one of those plants that are, they really show it badly when they start to get dry.
Mm-hmm.
And so much so that, you know, those, if you look at the stems, they look like little tubes of water almost. They're so thin. And if they get the least bit dry, they'll start to lose turgor pressure, they will start to wilt. And so consequently, you know, frequent watering becomes a part of the equation. So if these, and I believe she said they were in hanging baskets, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Even better. I mean,
that really makes it difficult. Number one, the first thing I would do if I were going out of town for a few days is to take them off the hook and put them down on the ground in a real shady location for the few days.
Yeah, out of the sun.
Soak them really thoroughly. You might want to set those baskets in maybe a saucer that you can put some additional water in to let them wick that extra water up while you're away. Either that or get somebody who's willing to do the vacation plant watering exchange program with you, which means that when you're on vacation, they come water for you, and when they're on vacation, you go water for them.
That's what we do.
That's a really good way to do it because you both have a vested interest in trying to take care of the other's plants.
Now, what about that new fancy thing that they show all over Facebook where you take it, looks like a steak, and you screw it to the top of a 2-liter bottle, and then you put the water in the bottle, and you stick it down into the plant?
Well, I mean, it just doesn't look that good. Yeah, I mean, that would work. It's just a way of metering the water out. But I don't think she's wanting to have that soft drink bottle. It's like having one of those big dog feeders.
You could use a Mellow Yellow or Mountain Dew.
Some kind of a bottle that's
green.
Yeah, but they're still going to be big. I would suggest doing it the way that I've discussed. That is to simply move it off of the hanger and into a really shady area and soak it thoroughly and maybe even put it in a saucer with some additional water so he can wick that up as needed. If you're only going to be away 2 or 3 days, it should make it through that without problem.
Well, now, let me ask you this question, David. Now, I know that the hanging baskets are widely available in independent garden centers and gas stations and mini markets and roadside stands. Does everybody use really good soils and growing media?
No, and most hanging baskets are not grown by the people who are selling them.
Right.
And that includes us. You know, mm-hmm. we might grow a few, but most we are buying from elsewhere. That doesn't mean that the soil that's in there is bad, but it is optimized to be able to grow plants and be able to handle the watering regime that the particular grower has set up. Many of them will use drip irrigation systems where there's a little drip emitter that comes right into each basket.
Okay,
it drips directly into the top of the basket.
Okay.
Boom,
drip
right
emitter.
In there.
Okay.
So it doesn't spray or anything, it just drips moisture in there. So that makes it nice if you're growing, you know, 2,000 of the same thing. They're all going to get the same amount of water at the same time. So by doing so, it makes it nice and easy. However, as a homeowner, it might not be convenient for you to set up a drip system up on a hanger, although I have seen people
they're
do
so
that.
Attractive when they're running
well,
across
you,
the porch.
If you
too.
Do it if you do it correctly, you can do it very discreetly where they're not even noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
There are things you can use to enhance the soil. There are these moisture crystals that are they're very hydroscopic. That is to say, they absorb a lot of water. And if you mix those in with the soil, that you are getting ready to use to plant with, it will have a far greater ability to store additional water. On some things like impatiens, that could be very handy. There are other things that don't like all that extra water that it could be actually detrimental. Yes.
But if they, again, it's another step in the dance. They want to get them in. They've all got flowers on them. They want to go ahead and put them up on the hanger and right. Bring it down from the porch. Probably not a bad idea to maybe even repot them if you're really serious about it.
Now, what that means is, though, if you have a 10-inch hanging basket, uh-huh. If you're going to repot them, you're going to need to go to at least a 12-inch hanging basket.
But if you were to take the plants out and mix it up, take the live ones out.
I don't know that I would. You probably have a pretty much intact root ball
well,
there.
At the end of the season, it seems like there's an awful lot of perlite in that mix. Now
there are, and that's done so...
It'll
with intent simply because that you do want them to drain well. Lack of drainage is a far greater problem from a growing standpoint than the lack of water, the lack of ability to store enough water, because they have systems set up to be mm-hmm. able to do that. So they don't. My point to all this is that growers really don't frequently choose their media that they're growing in with the ultimate end user in mind. They're trying to grow as good a product as they possibly can in as short a time as possible with as few problems as possible.
So they can sell some more.
So they can grow some more, yeah.
615-499-6690. That's the number to join us here. We've got my buddy. He's in here. He wore his pink shirt.
He did that.
He wore his pink shirt today. So
I wore a pink shirt last week, and you didn't give me any kind of credit.
But you're not known for that, Michael.
Mm-hmm. I'm obviously known for my colorful
shirts. Do you
have
a title yet? Have we named you the Prince of Portland or Prince of Kosher?
Mike is enough because you know immediately that the law is laid down.
Oh, I see. Okay. All righty.
No, not really.
Now I got my backup man here. Now, have you ever heard about his legendary finishing move?
The mulch over?
The mulch over, yeah. Yes.
But it won't work on Michael because it would only work on you because you're the only one that has enough hair to actually mulch over the top.
Okay. It's called a comb over in that situation, I believe, Dave. Oh, my goodness. Can we go back to the big screen?
Yeah,
there,
we can, so. Indeed. And that was all.
Because the homework assignment this week was for everybody to send or text us some images of crockery or pottery.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that beautiful, beautiful pot came from right out here, right outside the green room last Saturday morning. It was a home run at the Proving Grounds.
Wonderful.
By the way, David Bates.
Wonderful. I'm so glad. I'm glad that you were able to pick something that met with the state. Yes, Chris.
Is this a little bit of an upgrade than the anniversary gift from last year?
Oh, this is actually now. He's going to be doing make goods from now on. Yeah. I'm just telling you.
Okay, we ought to get one. But this is a new Japanese.
And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, Josh, for their anniversary gift last year, I mean, talk about a sentimental guy.
It was her birthday.
That makes it better.
It was her birthday.
Who cares? Hey,
fertilize and overseeding of the yard. I mean, talk about delayed gratification.
I love you, wife.
Yes. And in about 6 months, you'll really understand how much.
And it worked. It was absolutely true. But this was her Mother's Day present, and it's a beautiful new Masahuchi Yacha, Masagasha Japanese maple. It's only supposed to get about 4 feet tall.
So it's there?
That's
right there.
Yeah, that's right there.
It's 4 feet.
No. That's with the pot. It's a little baby. It's almost a bonsai. No. I mean,
that tree funny. Should grow for many years happily in that container.
But his name is Morimoto, by the way.
Morimoto.
Okay, we're thinking about moving him over there near.
I don't know how long that plant gets sun where it is, or I have no.
I've got to find the sweet spot.
It needs to be really in a morning sun situation where it's shaded in the afternoon.
That's the situation that we have there. But I still think he is getting a little bit too much, sun. Now, the one thing I've noticed about this one in particular is that variety of Acer is attractive to felines. I mean, I had it on the mudroom porch there, and the cats absolutely love it, and they want to chew on it. What is there an attractant that they?
I think they're just being cats.
just being cats.
Yeah. You know, hey, this appears to have value. Let's see if we can destroy it.
Okay.
That is probably the most succinct description of a cat ever.
Yes. Okay.
Why do they're invasive species? I tell my wife that all the time.
How many cats do you have?
Three.
Oh my goodness! But Morimoto is going to be is our new member of the family.
So will we,
but this crockery, and that it just it was such a.
I do like the way this it has a glaze from this point down, and of course the saucer is glazed, and this
and
up here has
perfectly color matched. By the way,
yeah,
okay, so
you know, it's amazing how that can happen.
Is that yellow or green?
It's green. Yeah. It's a greenish.
That's a lime green.
I'd call it close to chartreuse.
Bless you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Shall we move to the next one?
Well, and again,
we're still talking about this.
Well, this one in particular, and then did I bring this up as an unabashed
Josh,
plug.
Let me ask you
noted
this.
Chris and I were walking through the garden center.
See this area right here?
Uh-huh.
That needs some attention right there. Somebody has
cleaned. It was cleaned up. That is.
You couldn't clean that up before you took the picture.
This is the natural way of the proving grounds.
Don't call him out, because the next thing you know, he'll be saying that his wife forgot to clean it up.
While she was making the sandwich. Yeah. Right. Okay. But I bring it up because this is just one of many varieties that are out here at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And we always talk about the beautiful flora that is out here, because there's very little fauna. But I mean, there's a little bit of fauna.
Got purple martins and bluebirds, both in the same purple martin house. Believe it or not, though, there's one corner has bluebirds nesting in it, and purple martins are everywhere else. It's pretty cool. We've never had that before.
Yeah, it is neat. But you've got blue ones, you've got black ones, you've got one green ones, you've got red ones. I mean, they've got white ones. I mean, they've got them in big sizes, little sizes. Tell me, am I lying, Chris Vlad?
You are not lying. This morning, I did a Facebook Live out from your nursery.
Yeah.
It's beautiful out here.
Well, you know, it's especially nice when you're here early in the morning and mm-hmm. the irrigation's just gone off and you just kind of have the whole place to yourself. It's very peaceful.
Sparkling.
Yeah.
The sparkles.
So shall we move along to the next photograph?
We had one of the viewers sent their repurposed. This is a former pond that they were growing some coleus in.
This right here?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Right. So they're growing coleus in there now.
It's a little dark.
But it's a little dark. No. We can't really get a good.
That's a heck of an outdoor space, though. That's awesome.
Really nice.
That was an in theme from last week. And, of course, the yard boy. You'll have to go out and see the video there at the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates Facebook page, because he has the above ground garden of the month.
Oh, gosh. He's got the galvanized lineup.
Oh,
the wash tub
it
deluxe.
Is unbelievable. But that just shows you the scale and the scope of what can
Josh,
be.
Tell us about this image.
Okay, in my above ground garden, this is the Mrs. Carey got the very first radish of the year.
There you go.
And they're quite good. It was the easiest thing in the world to do. Poke your finger in the ground, put the seed in.
There you go. And see, and just a few weeks later, there you are.
Literally within 3 weeks, I believe. That's from seed to table.
We got our first onions out of our garden, raised garden beds.
The above ground garden.
Raised.
The above ground garden beds. This is a new banter that we have here. The above ground or
don't shake your head, Chris. That's just encouraging him.
He's an enabler. Come on now. 615-499-6690. But if you have some of those images, but please go out and Corey's above ground garden is pretty good. I mean, it's darn nice, and he's going to be able to grow a bumper crop, and since he has the source of bacon. I mean, he's got the main ingredient in a bacon and tomato sandwich.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you didn't have tomato, you could still eat it, what you're saying,
you
right?
I
could actually eat it even if it's just tomato with no bacon.
Just have nothing but the bacon.
Or just nothing but tomato. Maybe just eat mayonnaise right out of the jar.
You know what's funny is when I was a kid, my grandmother used to make me salad dressing sandwiches. It was basically just a mayonnaise sandwich.
Yes.
No, salad dressing is not
Miracle
mayonnaise.
Whip, you talking about? I mean,
I don't remember.
See, this is the truth. I never tasted mayonnaise until I was probably 20 years old. I thought there was something wrong. We only had Miracle Whip. And then I tasted it. I go, you know, that's pretty good.
I've always.
And then you taste Miracle Whip after that. It doesn't taste right anymore. So you go, oh.
Mm. I was always told Miracle Whip was like a northern thing and mayonnaise was a southern thing. I don't know if that's true or not.
I would disagree strongly.
Or vice versa or something like that.
And I personally like Hellman's.
Hellman's, oh, yes.
Duke's.
Hellman's
in our house.
Hellman's olive oil mayonnaise.
Oh yeah, that's not bad.
That's really good stuff.
Oh my goodness, where did we lose track?
Do you want another voicemail to get you back on
track? Sure. 615-499-6690.
Martin G. Thurr from Ohio wanted to know if he needed to mask up for the show. And I told him only over his eyes, since it's just Martin. Okay. Martin, how
maybe
are you?
Need to come too,
to Marty, sure. good to hear from you today.
All right. You ready?
Yes, yeah. Sir.
Hi, my name is John, and calling about information that you all were talking about, I believe it was last weekend, regarding the dieback on crepe myrtles. And I wanted to get some information about trimming that dieback off at this point in time and how that should be done, or can it be left alone, that kind of thing. So I just wanted to ask a question about the dieback on crepe myrtles. Thanks so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this is one of those cases where I would have liked to have asked John a question. And it really depends on, I would have wanted to know what kind of equipment that he had to use around for his trimming needs.
Are you using the word equipment with air quotes, or is this just the actual word equipment? I've got to know what's your reference?
Well, I mean, is it a bow saw? Is it a pair of loppers? Is it a chainsaw?
That will determine his ability, how far he can safely cut it
back. A cross cut saw.
But it really doesn't change the answer. And the answer is that you can leave it all on there if you like. Now, I don't suggest that, but you could leave the dead wood on there, and it will grow back out around it. It'll cover it up. I've seen a lot of people do that. Looks kind of ugly.
It sounds like he doesn't have a lopper or a shear that's quite big enough to take care of some of these great big canes.
A tree saw, a hand tree saw, that it's not like a carpenter saw that you would use. It has a much more heavily serrated teeth, and they are very sharp. You must be quite careful when you're using one of those. But
and they tend to hang just a little bit. So
keep your offhand well away. But that works really well to cut those large limbs off. One of the mistakes people make, particularly when they're making a large cut, is to try to do it all in one shot, because mentally you think, I don't want to have to cut this thing two or three times. I just want to make one cut. And if you had someone who could hold that limb for you or tie a rope around it and pull it off to the side where they could pull it away, that might work just fine. But if you're doing it by yourself, you might have to start higher up and cut the top out of it and then cut it into two or three pieces.
But careful when you're leaning down inside the bush.
Make it more manageable. Now, all that said is you really should remove the dead wood off of it. And at this point, it's really obvious where it is, because all the green that's growing out is below that point. So take all that off. I would suggest, depending on how the tree is planted, you might want to, even if you have one cane that is green all the way up, which I've seen that occur, I'd go ahead and take them all back relatively the same amount.
Yeah,
that way it'll even it back up again. Some are dead all the way nearly to the ground, it's okay to cut them back to that point. They will recover. Mm-hmm. So you cannot cut it so severely that it will ultimately prevent the crepe myrtle from growing back out and doing well. It's just a question of what kind of growth is going to come out after it. If you cut it back to the ground, you're going to get 30, 40 shoots coming out of the ground, maybe more.
Then you can pinch them off as you go. Now, this is a great idea. If you have a cordless drill system, a lot of the cordless companies have added some of these attachments.
But if you've got a recip saw, which is my wife's favorite tool of all, is a recip with the tree saw blade in it. It works like a charm. And she gets out there and does quite a lot of use with that.
Two comments. First, I don't have one of those, and I had to trim back one of our crepe myrtles. I have a Japanese pull saw, and that worked really good on that stuff too. But two, you were talking about using a rope, and that reminded me of something that happened to me about 15 years ago. So my neighbor was a fellow named Carlos Bilbury, and he had this big giant elm tree or oak tree or something in his backyard, and he had a rotten limb. And he called me up and he said, "Hey, we need to, will you help me get this limb off?" I said, "Sure." So I get over there. I said, "Hey, Mom, I'm going to go help Carlos get this limb off his tree." I get over there, and he's got two big galvanized poles, duct tape in the middle, with a running chainsaw duct tape on the end, and a rope tied around it. And he said, "I'm going to hold this pole, and you pull that rope tight, and we're going to get through this." And that's what we did, and we almost died.
Okay, well,
that almost fell on.
There's a reason why arborists are in the line of work they're in, is that, one, they have the expertise and they have the equipment to do a job not just well, but do it safely.
Oh, yeah.
And, there have been more
having all of your limbs is a really good attribute.
There have been,
for
there been more accidents occur by homeowners using chainsaws, and it's not that homeowners can't safely use one, but
you don't,
if you're standing on a ladder or you have it attached to the end of unless it's one of these telescoping chainsaw, they do make a little two-cycle pruning saw that is really awesome, but it's small and it's designed for that. It's not duct taped to a pole. It's part of the actual mechanism.
I just remember my mother saying, "You can go help him, but if you ever see anything like that again, you should probably say, let's talk about this."
Now, how did he rev it up to speed?
He duct taped the, probably,
you know, it was like it was running
wide open.
Yeah, he probably had it duct taped down. That's
he was a cool guy. He passed away about 7 years ago now.
Tree fell on him?
No. He's just one of these old time farmer guys where I grew up, and he always had like a solution for everything like that.
That's almost sounds like Jim Stevens was his trainer. So I mean
Well, I don't think that may even go outside the scope of what Jim would attempt. You know, at least Jim's things that he does are often obscured by the terrain, like the ground. He can't see what's in the ground, and you don't think
he's close enough to it. So 615-499.
Jim Stevens, another
we're thinking about you, buddy. Yeah.
Coming up here, retiring.
Yes.
He's retiring on us.
How long have you been on the air?
Forever.
615-499-6690. Pick up the phone. Give us a call. Leave a message. We'll give you an answer. Hey, who knows? It might even be correct.
On subject. Yeah, on subject. On subject. All righty. And again, you can interact if you want to ask a question. You don't have to call in. You can go to the At Home Show with Josh Carey and David Bates Facebook page. You can leave a comment there as well, or with it, with your questions.
Josh, I know it's not Malta or Spain or Mexico or Greece, but do you want a rock from Savannah?
I have rocks from Savannah.
Well, you know what? I ain't gonna offer nothing anymore.
That's okay. I mean, again, the sand there is unique. If you get to go over to Tybee, I mean,
oh, yeah, we're going to Tybee.
He does have them from not only the equator but both sides of it, out of Ecuador.
That's cool.
Okay, I have one from China, from Chris Nishin. So I mean, that's we've got them going on.
Hey, let's take.
But if you're thinking about it, if you have a piece of. See a small piece of masonry, perhaps, from one of those historic buildings downtown.
Yeah, just take a hammer with me.
Actually, a rock hammer works much better, but if you've got one out there, I'll take one of those, too.
Picky. Let's take just a moment. Talk about this place right here, Bates Nursery and Garden Center, which is where we are, and invite you to come out today. Our hours are from 9 until 4, Monday through Saturday. This is our last Sunday to be open because this time next week, it will be summer. This is the last. We're now entered into the last week of spring for 2020, and boy, howdy, what an interesting spring it has been.
Does that mean the days are about to start getting shorter?
They will begin getting shorter in 1 week, but for the next week, they're going to keep getting longer.
The quicker we can get out of 2020, the better, but that's okay.
I'm not rushing anything on. We're just going to stay with it, but at Bates Nursery and Garden Center, this is a little shot here on our pictures in our perennial structure, and we have a really extensive selection of sun and shade perennials. We also, this is directly adjoining our annual house, which if you have been late to get a garden planted, or you had something that didn't do quite well enough and you need to replace it, or maybe you just didn't get started on it, we have a tremendous selection still of all kinds of gardening plants.
Boy, don't you.
And as well as colorful annuals for your landscape. So you want to come out and check all those out at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. We're here to help you. We also have iced bottled water on hand, which you can just pick up. It's free while you shop. So come on out, grab a bottle of water, because there's nothing worse than a dehydrated gardener. We don't want to see that happen around Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And also, if you've got other landscape issues that you want to deal with, it's a really good idea to take some photographs with your smartphone or tablet, bring those along with you. And with that information, our landscape professionals here can look at your unique landscape situation and help you to get the right plants in the right place the first time, because that's the way we do it at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And we are conveniently located 1 mile north of Briley Parkway at exit 19 on Whites Creek Pike. That's just minutes from Rivergate, Opry Mills, Nashville West. And I promise you this, it's worth the drive no matter where you're coming from. So come see us. Check out our website, batesnursery.com, where everything we have is not just searchable online, but you can buy it online and do either curbside pickup, or you can go ahead and schedule delivery directly to your home. So we're here to help you whichever way works best for you. And we are, of course, proud sellers of EarthMix garden products. So check out the complete line of EarthMix products, whether you want it in bag or bulk. Matters not at Bates Nursery and Garden Center. And we appreciate you tuning in today and being a part of our little program here.
Program. The yard boy, Corey Smith, is, I think he's advocating that Smith Farms Country Sausage and Bacon is paired with Miracle Whip. So, I mean, if that's the official recipe.
That can't be right.
It's not right.
That's
yard boy ain't
right
no cook.
There,
he's no cook. He can make the bacon. But it don't mean he can cook it.
All right. He's calling him out. So you're going to be getting him in there because he's
mentioning. It's the only way to get him to call in.
Well, he also tells me that I don't have a rock from the famous Phil Corn Liquor store either. So, I mean, I don't know if there's one down there in the square at Petersburg.
Pick one up anywhere.
Well, I mean, they might. You probably have to have a permit.
I wonder if Yard Boy would drive up to Springfield and mow my yard while I was gone.
As you're talking to him, I'd say it's a given. He'll just do it. You don't even
Corey
have to ask
are,
him.
Me and Corey are like.
You went to different schools together. I understand.
Y'all like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
he would probably leave you a striped message. I mean, he could.
Yes.
He's got
a description in the turf.
It would be a heart in the middle of my yard saying, love you, pal.
Now, does the city of Springfield have a Yard of the Month club?
No,
see,
not particularly.
You might could win. That might be the first.
Yeah, Corey, it's a project. There you go, Chris. Good idea.
It's a project.
It's a project.
Because if we've got the garden or the above ground garden of the month, now that's a new contest that they've added up there in Petersburg too. So I mean, that's
well, I'm sure he's already 1-0 on that
175 times. I'm sure in a row. So
hey, we had a question at the early part of the show about watering, and it's worth mentioning again. You know, we've gone through a spring where we've really just had rains all along, and it's easy to assume that, well, gosh, everything's all rooted in, we don't have to worry about watering. And as our caller mentioned, you know, there are things such as containers like Josh has at his house and hanging baskets, which certainly dry out every day during this time of year. But apart from those things that are obvious, even the things that are in the ground can begin to get dry on you once we start going through a number of days. And if you remember, if I looked at the forecast here, see if I can bring that back up for you quickly, we have nothing but sunshine and warm temperatures for the foreseeable future. So,
and low humidity.
Yeah, so what that means is that you're going to need to start gearing your thoughts more towards watering. Do not, and I hear people say it frequently, well, you know, we got all that rain, you know, and I just thought it was already rooted in. Well, you know, things that have been planted in the a season ahead have become established somewhat. But don't let yourself believe falsely that the watering that that the rain took care of the months before is going to last you through the summer. It likely will not. Even on things that have been planted for multiple years, things such as maybe Green Giant Arborvitae or Emerald Arborvitae. August is coming.
Yes,
August will arrive, and it likely will be dry. So be mindful of your watering. If you are watering in a hurry, just don't waste your time. Because watering can't be done hurriedly. Watering is a, in my mind, a form of meditation. Where you just kind of
therapy.
You just kind of unhook the brain and get out there with the water wand and shower and water everything. Then go over it all again. Then go over it all a third time. And when you do that, you'll get the water sufficiently down to the lowest roots, where that it will take it quite a while to dry again if it's a fairly well established plant. So, you know, make good habits with respect to watering.
As far as watering goes, though, like if you've got, like, for instance, I've got that vegetable garden in the raised bed. You don't want to water it in the middle of the day. You want to do it in the morning or at night.
You know, the time of day really is not all that. Now, really? If you do it in the middle of the day, if you're doing an overhead sprinkler in the middle of the day and you've got tomatoes on the vine, you're going to split the tomatoes because it's going to cool them and, you know, going to cause them to split. So a lot of times you see tomatoes that has occurred to due to rainstorms that come through in the middle of the day. But as far as the watering of the soil, if you're using a drip or a soaker hose or you're hand watering at the base, it does not matter. Will you lose more water due to evaporation and transpiration at that time of day? Yeah, you will, but better to do it then than to not do it.
Will it burn up the plants? I've always heard
it
burn up the plants.
No, it will not burn up the plants. Okay. Yeah. Have you ever seen a plant catch on fire with water?
No, but that'd be a heck of a trick.
You're talking about sun scald.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
again, that's applying water overhead. If you're running a sprinkler, mm-hmm. That could be the case. If you're out, if you're trying to water your lawn, for instance, early in the morning is by far the best time to do that, and simply because of, you know, up in the day, even now we're up late enough in the morning now where that it's warming up, the sun is out, wind's blowing, and you don't get as much of the water where you want it, for one thing, and it doesn't have as much of it has a chance to absorb into the ground. So the best thing to do is to do it early. If you can get up, I mean, I get up early.
You do.
I'm an irrigation kind of a guy, you know. So I get up.
I've heard that about you.
So I get up and water every day, but you know, it's watering the stuff here at the nursery.
So Yard Boy left me a message on Facebook.
And we'll get that up here sooner or later. I've got a way to get that up there. So
Chris, can you pot down that Bluetooth channel there for a moment? He wants me to call him.
Oh, okay.
I don't want the.
Okay, I got you. So you're gonna bring it back up?
Yes.
Okay. He's gonna lay the gauntlet down.
He's throwing it.
I told
it
you, Mike means the law is here.
That's right.
You know, you give somebody a little bit of power and see what they do.
Uh-huh. It's a very dangerous thing, Chris.
He needs to go to Monterey. He got to come to Smyrna and see what happens to him with that attitude. That's okay. Let's see here.
He just wanted you to call. Did he actually?
Yeah, he's on the phone.
Okay, bring him up then.
He's throwing down at you there, Yard Boy.
I just wanted you to call in, man. I miss your voice.
Oh, well, I didn't have my Bluetooth on, so I'm sorry. I missed about half that up, too. I missed your voice.
I do miss your voice.
Yeah,
that's I'm sure you do. So, anyway, we appreciate you calling in, and you have a great day.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Hey, you know, we've got some...
we're having a large time this morning.
We got some pretty good photographs. We got some... have you won the inaugural Garden of the Week award?
It was on Facebook. He's won the Above Ground Gardening Award.
I just want to make sure that was official. I didn't know.
Well, I mean, it's as official as Yarn of the Month for the last 192 times.
Now, do you have trouble? Are these award signs competing with one another? I mean, how do you position them side by side, one in front? Do you alternate on different days of the week? How do you properly put out there, you know, the level of excellence that you've achieved and maintain, you know, in perpetuity?
Perpetuity, he said.
Yeah. Tell me about that.
That sounds like something a shot of penicillin is needed for.
It sounds like you've been watching Shark Tank or something.
Yes.
That's something like that. No, they are proudly displayed in front of the security camera every week. So, you know, you can drive right by and, you know, admire that. But I think the above ground garden sign is still on back order.
Oh, okay. So, it's probably coming from China. So, I mean, we'll get it sooner or later.
Wherever Vistaprint sends them from, I'm not sure where. So.
Okay. Well, now it's been quite a week down there in the Berg, hasn't it, man?
I mean, it's been rather eventful, to say the least, the last 6 or 7 days.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Has there been any protests down in Petersburg?
Not yet, but we're still working on that. We're still working on spelling protests.
Spelling contest? Oh, okay. Spelling? Okay.
Are you having a, yeah, a literacy-free autonomous zone?
A what?
No, he's going, they're going to have the 4th of July celebration there in Petersburg,
yes,
I understand.
Yes, we are. We're going to have a 4th of July celebration. I hear tell there will be a certain Yard of the Month winner in a dunk tank
on the 4th of July. Oh, for charity?
Yes, for charity. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. For the, actually, it's a legitimate charity. It's for the Petersburg Community Library.
Very good.
Raising money for that, so. Going to be a lot of events going on. I think we're going to have a kids' bicycle parade. I know the dunking tank. I think, I hear tell, now I'm not sure, this is not confirmed yet, but because there was no community Easter egg hunt, somehow or another we're going to have a 4th of July Easter egg hunt.
Now, that's an interesting concept.
Now I've got a question really for you. What, do you use a different kind of accounting system than many businesses do? You simply just go out there and put
this is an invoice. I mean,
this is an invoice, pay up. So you just kind of, you email this out to all of your clients?
No, this was sent to Michael.
I don't owe him any money, so I don't know how much to pay him.
I think that's his invitation to go. Go ahead.
Payment is required before services are rendered for new customers. So that does render an invoice there.
And so you would be willing to make the drive from Petersburg to Springfield?
I don't know that I'm willing to help him make that drive. That's like 3 hours.
Hey, you got to admit, now I'm looking, of course, I'm on delay here, but that is some very good penmanship with a steel string trimmer, if I do say so myself.
Outstanding,
sir.
Is
that one of your actual clients, or did you Photoshop that?
That is a former client.
Oh, wow.
There is a reason why that is carved in the right in front of his front door.
Now, what do you?
You used a string trimmer, not an edger for that?
Or? Sure, he did.
Yeah, that's some .105 diamond line right there. In a let's see, that would be a KM110 string trimmer. Well, from steel.
And if you had to describe that font, what would that be like? Like about a 420
New Times Roman.
I don't know if that's New Times Roman or not.
That's a sans serif font,
well,
right there.
Well, I mean that sign in the background is 24 by 24, so you can kind of gauge it off of that.
24 inches.
Pay 24. Up.
Mm-hmm. Pay up, which you never did. So,
well, I assume due to the nature of the invoice that you did not anticipate getting payment.
Well, he never, and the crazy thing is, I still mow the one next door to him, so he still has to see me every week. So.
Do you think he somehow doesn't even know why you stopped mowing his grass? What would his problem?
Oh, he knows why. He knows good and well why.
Well, looking at that picture, did you just like trim down just that one area in front of his front door and then left the rest of it long?
Oh, that looks like a warm season grass that he took care of really well. So
it's a little bit of a mix. Oh, it's kind of some fescue and Bermuda mix. I scalped it down with the trimmer and then I went in there and flipped it up.
Yeah, and there's there's a couple of things for future reference the next time you do it. Number one, on your U, make sure you don't go too far beyond the right hand side of the upright part of the. You see there, well, you can tell you got a little far. Your P's on the curves on the P's, you need to work on that. Those are not as clearly defined as the rest of it. Your Y also, you actually overran just a bit as well. So just be all mindful of those things.
Now, this looks better than my actual handwriting, so I'm pretty impressed with this.
Wait, didn't you know that David Bates was an art critic?
Believe it or not, that picture is 8 years old, so I have had some practice with it.
Has that guy been looking at you for 8 years knowing that he owes you money?
Yes. Yeah. For eight years.
What do all of the neighbors think about this individual?
I don't know.
You know,
I haven't exactly taken a poll there around, man, so it's, I don't know. I get in and do the job and get going.
All right, well, there you go. An unpaid invoice.
Aging. You imagine that, 1.75% a month for 8 years? Come on,
guys. Yeah.
All righty.
Yeah, the thing is, it was about a $200 invoice whenever I finally gave up on it.
Small claims court. You could probably get one going there in Petersburg.
I've already gotten my pleasure out of him, so whatever.
You got what you really hoped to get out of it, right?
I got what I intended to get out of it. That's right.
His yard probably looks crappy to this day now that you don't mow it anymore.
It doesn't look as good as the one next door, but, you know, that's what they say about all the yard boy clients. So.
There you go.
All right.
Come see us, big boy.
Yeah, do that.
Hopefully I will have a big announcement for you next Saturday.
Okay.
Are you going to bring bacon to the show? Is that going to be the big announcement?
No, it's bigger than that.
It's much bigger than that.
Oh, wow.
We've been talking about this announcement for about 6 weeks now. So,
now, Corey, you do understand that Round Mound is a member of the press. I mean, he actually is a member of the press.
I do understand that. And you know, we possibly should have him do some freelance work for the Petersburg Observer. Because it is the trusted source.
The newspaper of record.
News in the 37144.
It is.
Now, whenever you make your announcement, I just request that you guys have me on a call next week so I can hear it too.
You know what the phone number
is? You're not going to be there?
Yeah. He's not going to be here.
No, I'm going to be in Savannah, dude.
Okay.
But the Round Mound will be here.
Wait a minute. Oh, so we're going to have to trust Round Mound to do this?
Listen, I was award-winning before award-winning was cool.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Well, I'm award winning too, but I buy my own sign around now. So.
And you buy your own awards. I mean, are you going to be sponsoring it's going to be the Yard Boy 350 down in Lebanon? Is that going to be the big announcement?
No.
It's bigger. Well, you know,
bigger.
Even bigger than that. Bigger. Yeah, absolutely. Even bigger than that.
Well, we're on pins and needles, and we'll just have to wait until next week. But Yard Boy. Thank you for calling in today. We appreciate you being a part of the program and tuning in.
All right.
All right. Yeah.
All righty, folks. Now, David, you probably need to tell us about EarthMix.
I do indeed. And, of course, EarthMix Garden Products made right here in Nashville, Tennessee. And what makes EarthMix Garden Products special, apart from the fact that it's a locally produced product, is that it's done so with excellence in gardening in mind. If you like to have things done in an organic fashion and you like the sustainable approach, mm-hmm. EarthMix Garden Products is your pick. If you want to get the optimal growing results, then of course EarthMix is your pick. It is made from only the finest locally sourced ingredients, patiently aged compost. So no matter if you're looking for EarthMix garden, landscape, magic, if you're looking for Proganics O for outdoor container gardening, Proganics I for indoor gardening, or any of the other wide array, ever-growing lineup of EarthMix products, check them out. Go to the website earthmix.net. And once you're at the earthmix.net site, you can click over on the Find EarthMix tab. And once you're on the Find EarthMix tab, it will take you to a map, and it will show you all the locations around Middle Tennessee, Kentucky, even up in Indiana. We've got them in Ohio. So check all the locations out. Either just pick on one near you, and you'll be able to find all those over at earthmix.net. Remember this, success in gardening begins at the ground level when you use EarthMix garden products.
Now, we've had a little bit of fun today, and we have failed to cover the plethora of plant life here in the green room this morning.
Well, we kind of went with a rosy approach today.
I get it.
A lot of roses. You know, we've talked about colorful foliage for a couple of weeks, but you know, this week we actually brought in some actual flowering plants, and if you're looking at the ones that are in the foreground there, the yellow colored rose, those are a yellow colored knockout rose, which are quite nice. Ooh. And as you see, they come out with the beautiful yellow, and as they fade they get a much lighter color. So those are vigorous growers, quite nice looking. Over in front of Chris there is a home run rose, which is an upright growing shrub rose, repeat bloomer, also very nice. These are drift red roses here that are nearest me. Wonderful. And I really like the drift roses as a whole line of roses. They are heavy bloom producers. You get a lot of color. They stay lower, and like all shrub roses, they are much more disease and pest resistant. So, you know, keeping things in mind. In this week's newsletter, by the way, that I send out, I talked a lot about, you know, things you need to be mindful of this time of year: watering, fertilizing, and pest control. And of course, with roses, all of those things are pertinent things to be mindful of. So
now, those drifts have got a beautiful bloom on them, and it's multiple blooms, and it's a little bitty baby one.
It has a little smaller flower on them, but they're much more profuse bloomers. So, you know, get a lot of color out of those. And the great thing about being shrub roses is that they get a little out of bounds. Just take your shears and trim them back, and within a couple of weeks, they're flowering again.
Now, they're going to be heavy feeders too, right?
As are all roses, yes. Yeah. So fertilizing on a monthly basis is really important to make sure that you keep the foliage color looking good and also keep your bud count high. And, of course, as all roses are, they are sun lovers. If you've got a shady area, they don't make a rose for shade.
Nope.
You got to have sun.
Got to have sun. Now, this particular hanging basket has caught my eye, David. It's gorgeous. It almost looks like a succulent.
It is a sedum, which is a...
If
you're looking for a basket, you know, the caller at the earlier of the show had impatience. The succulents are really good if you've got baskets that you want to be able to kind of
neglect.
Let them neglect a little bit, as are lantana, which are also very adept at handling drier conditions. So you can soak them really good, and if they get a little dry, you just soak them good again, and they'll come right back up.
Now, this is going to have a beautiful semi-UT orange bloom. It's going to be gorgeous. I mean, and I got a feeling that it's going to get trailing quite a bit as well.
Quite a lot, yes.
Okay. What we got behind me?
You've got, the name of the holly just escapes me. So look at the tag there.
Butch.
Look right there on the tag there.
Oh.
It's an upright Japanese holly that is...
Ilex Emerald Colonnade.
Oh, yeah. Emerald Colonnade, correct. And there's so many new varieties. I can't keep up with them, and my memory's not as good as it used to be. So, but Emerald Colonnade is a Japanese holly, which for many years people have wanted an upright growing Japanese holly, and this is really the first one that exhibits really excellent growth habit and retains its foliage all the way to the base.
And so it's not spiky.
It's not spiky. It's a Japanese holly, which, of course, do not have thorns on them.
Huh.
So very nice. It doesn't produce red. It could have a black berry on it, but it wouldn't have many of those if you had any at all. So there's that. Of course, we've got some Silver Queen euonymus in behind me here, so colorful foliage there. So if you're not one of those who has a problem with euonymus, you know, if you have a problem with euonymus, that's why they make euonymus anonymous meanings. So
you have a bias against euonymus?
I'm just saying, if you have a problem with it, it doesn't make you a bad person.
But, okay,
you know, but
well, why would one have a problem with euonymus, my mind?
Well, you know, there's just all kinds of questions in
life.
Is
it an offensive bush?
Well, you can go too far with it. You know, there's golden, there's silver queen, there's emerald gaiety, there's all manner of different types of euonymus.
Very vain.
Manhattan euonymus, there's just all types. And you get a little carried away. You don't want to go down that road. There are some who get on that track and just really can't seem to get off of it.
And the first step is admitting you have a problem, that's for sure. Right. If you've got,
and the second step is, you know, maybe not putting quite so many out in front of your house.
Yeah, because they do get a little bit overblown. Now, folks, we are running out of time. Now, Michael's going to be on assignment in Savannah picking up rocks from buildings next week.
And vandalism, yo.
No. I do advise that you find Joe's Crab Shack. It's not the Joe's Crab Shack, the chain. You find the Crab Shack out there halfway between Savannah.
Is this the one that the original version came from?
Or? I don't know, but it is absolutely amazing. They bring the Low Country Boil out on a garbage can lid. It's stone crabs are probably in now too. Oysters.
I don't do oysters.
Oh, okay.
Well, you guys also eat that nasty cheese.
Yeah. We eat anything that comes our way, just about. All right. Folks, next Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Round Mound will be taking care of us. And Nora will be back, and we will be here for another hour of Facebook Live. Go out, subscribe on the YouTube channel, share it. You can look at us anytime you want to or turn us off anytime you want to and come back. You don't have to sit here for a whole hour right. at a time.
We but, fit your schedule.
But we're going to come in on our schedule at 8 o'clock Nashville time next Saturday morning for the Saturday morning tradition. It's called the At Home Show. We'll see you then.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Feel off? Tired? Moody? You might be missing minerals because 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps support energy, mood, and immunity from the inside out. Go to TraceMinerals.com and feel the difference minerals make.